What is dyslexia?
It's a term that can mean different things to different people. To Carissa Williams, it's a kind of different language in a sense. A language she's had to translate since first grade. She's now 11.
Well, when I see words, I like try and picture what the words would look like to me and then sound them out and try and like write it down on paper and see if it looks like sense, see if it makes sense to me.
It means family to Gail Kane, supervisor of Duval School's Exceptional Education and Student Services. Both her mother and her 21-year-old son are dyslexic.
It means brilliant minds that think really, really different.
And to Duval School Superintendent Nikolai Vitti, it's personal, familial, and emotional. Two of his three sons have dyslexia. He's dyslexic too.
I went through this as a child, but I also went through it as a parent, where the system doesn't always get it. And you're banging your head against a wall trying to advocate for your children.
Monday night, all were at WJCT Studios, along with about 100 others, for a free screening of Dyslexia, the movie. The film, produced by Emmy Award-winning filmmaker Harvey Hubble, explores dyslexia, what it means to those who have it, and what it says about the unique ways in which we learn.
What do you know about dyslexia?
What
is dyslexia?
I have no idea.
Dyslexia affects an estimated 15 to 20% of the population. The film was presented by Nemours Bright Start in partnership with the district to help spread local awareness. Laura Baylett is the director of the Bright Start program.
Part of our mission is really to increase public awareness and knowledge of what dyslexia is, how we can find it as early as possible, and that the vast majority of these children can become successful readers and can be very, very talented in lots of other areas. So we think the movie is a great example of that.
Baylett was among the panel of experts who answered questions following the movie. Vitti also spoke on the panel.
And I think it's just about putting the right systems and processes in place and using the demand that we know that is out there.
Some of those systems are already in place, like GRASP Academy, the specialized program for dyslexic students piloted at 4 Duval elementary schools this year. Vitti's own fifth grade son attends GRASP Academy. The district plans to expand the program into a fully functioning school next year with an R.L. Brown. The school would serve about 225 dyslexic students in second through sixth grade. In the meantime, perseverance is key.
Make them recognize that their brain is special, unique, and when directed in the right way, they will do beautiful things.
And Vitti's living proof. Rayma Thompson, WJCT News.